boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
I want to expose the text message that I got from Destiny completely out of the blue last night, which was a photo of an inflatable wiener dog on your kitchen counter. It was like a typical Thursday. A Christmas inflatable, which you've been talking about. You are going all out. Neighborman's let you buy some. But you also said he told me not to blow it up in the house,
that
and I
true.
Didn't listen.
Well, okay, so the inflatable dog came in the mail yesterday, and you know me. It's like Christmas Day when Christmas crap comes in. I want to open it.
Oh, yeah.
Not waiting. We're putting things up this weekend, but no, I need to see if it works, if it looks good. So I said, I'm going to blow this up in the house. He goes, no, you're not. Let's just wait till Sunday. And he said, I don't know how to listen. He goes out, lets the dogs out to go to the bathroom. When he comes in, there's an inflatable dog on the counter.
I must know his reaction because it's not small.
No. He's just like, he ended up just going with it. And he was like, oh, well, that does look really, really good, honey.
Oh, good for him.
And I go, so can we get more? Because what I want to do is have our whole front yard just be inflatable wiener dogs.
Whoa.
Yeah.
You'd be the wiener house.
I'm down for that. Wieners.
I'm down for that. You got to get to it. Order more.
Yeah, I'm going to be known as the wiener house in Marion.
I think you should claim that energy.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with Those Girls in the Afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I feel like being an adult is like hosting dinner parties and stuff. It seems very...
Yes.
Like grown person behavior. But that feels like a lot of pressure, a lot of cleaning.
It's I gotta do a 3-course meal. No, thank you.
Yeah. So I've never even done that in my adult life. And I'm loving this trend, actually, that I'm seeing on TikTok, that instead of having friends over for a dinner party or family, people are doing the home cafe trend.
Okay.
Where they instead invite their friends, family, whoever over earlier in their day, generally, and they turn their house into a coffee shop.
Wait, I love that.
Oh, yeah. So
do they make their own coffee or do they?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I mean, you can take this as far as you want. There's some that go all the way with custom cups and specialty drinks and like cute little menus. Mm-hmm. Some make pastries and like set them up kind of Starbucks style where they have the little signs next to them. And then they come over for a little home cafe date, and then you're done, and everybody can go to bed by 7 p.m.
You know what this reminds me of? I had a friend from high school when she got married. Instead of doing your traditional meal, right? Maybe you serve chicken or I don't know what all they serve at weddings, right? She instead did a dessert bar. Mm. I had two high school friends who did this. And I think it's genius because you know how many people complain about the meal at a wedding? They're like, oh, this is crappy.
Well, same thing with a dinner party. You could be like, oh, God, Susan really overcooked the steak.
Uh-huh. Make it what simpler and things that people would enjoy.
Well, I know you got an espresso machine, so I'm just waiting
you
for my invite.
You want me to do it.
Yes.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
I need help already for Thanksgiving. My Thanksgiving's coming up next week, and I need a side to blow everybody away. So my family gets together a little early because it just works out that way. So next weekend, we're doing the whole meal.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. It really came up out of
nowhere.
And
we're doing turkey and everything?
Yes.
Okay.
The classics. So last night, my mom was in the family group chat being like, all right, here's the deal. Grandpa's in charge of the turkey and the stuffing.
Okay.
She's making homemade rolls.
Okay.
And my sister's making her mac and cheese.
Dang it. That's what I was going to suggest that you bring.
That's hers. I can't touch that.
No, but what about, but the reason I was going to bring it up is if you're on TikTok, you
teenies.
Know, teenies mac and cheese.
Mm-hmm.
I need you to make it so that, I don't know, there's leftovers for me to have.
Okay. Well,
that's
not
what I was hoping for.
No, that I can't do that because my sister, my oldest sister has that on lock and I cannot mess with her recipe.
What else?
My mom also does green bean casserole and corn.
Okay.
Those are the staples that
we
have year to year.
Where's the dessert in this whole menu?
Oh, well, somebody is in charge of pumpkin pie. I don't know who.
Who?
Probably my mom.
Okay. We do cheesecake at mine. as well.
Oh.
What if you did cheesecake and pumpkin pie?
Are you telling me to make a cheesecake?
Girl, you can get it in a box.
I know, but I'm trying to be the bougie sister.
Okay, cheesecake can get real bougie. Have you seen some of them these days? It's not just the cheesecake. I mean, they'd be doing like cookie dough. They'd be doing, what if you did Dubai? Chocolate.
Dubai chocolate?
Yes. Cheesecake. Oh my God.
Well, I was also trying to be bougie on a budget, so
keep that in mind. Stuff is real
expensive.
I am not emotionally stable enough to have my orthodontist be messing with my heart, but they're doing it, Taylor. And you kind of forewarned me about this, too.
I would love to say I told you so.
Kind of goes back to when I first got my braces on. They put at the bottom, I don't have the brackets. Like I do on some of the teeth, but right in the center, there's no brackets there. It's just a wire kind of covering across. And what they wanted to happen was I would get some teeth removed and then they would start shifting. Then eventually they would add the brackets. That's where my first disappointment happened because I thought immediately I was going to get that all
right
bracketed up and it didn't. And I had this like thick wire that goes across. I look like the girl from Finding Nemo. Okay. I forget her name, but you know.
Darla. I love her. She is an icon, so you should take that as a compliment.
Okay, so I have been noticing my teeth have been shifting so much. Like, there's like no more holes from the two teeth that they removed.
Yeah.
Because they've moved so much. I went in today and I'm like, okay, we're going to put the brackets on. I just know it. Because, like, what else are we waiting for?
Mm-hmm.
I get there, they look at my teeth and they go, you know what? I think next time we're going to be putting those brackets on. But they said maybe. And that's where I'm like, don't mess with me. And here's the thing. Is I have my appointment to do maybe just that a week before Christmas. Don't you dare ruin Christmas for me. That's what's going to happen.
Are you saying ruin it by not putting the brackets on?
Yeah, that's what's going to happen. I just know it. They're going to be like, well, your teeth didn't shift as much as we wanted
to. Can I tell you, you almost should hope for that. Do you know, do you remember when you first got your braces on and how badly it hurt? You want to be in that much pain before you're eating.
Do you think it's going to hurt? I'm only just getting a couple more brackets
Girl,
on.
I saw you sobbing after them.
Earlier, Taylor, you were talking about how you got to bring a side dish to Thanksgiving next weekend for your family. It's a little early.
Yes.
I have a couple more ideas.
Okay.
First one is mashed potatoes. You didn't mention mashed potatoes.
Oh, yeah. My mom does those.
Okay. Well, crap. What about the cranberry sauce? I think it's disgusting, okay. But...
Ew.
Can't you do...
Respectfully, ew.
Well, there you go. You just bring it in a can. It just jiggles and it looks exactly the way... Don't look at me like...
Are you trying to ruin my reputation at Thanksgiving?
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
Just enjoying the sunshine on this beautiful fall day before we get snow tomorrow.
Okay. If you don't know what's going on, Taylor earlier this week goes, did you know it's going to snow this weekend?
I go, because that. Somebody said to me, as you do when you talk to people, you talk about the weather and they say, oh my gosh, I saw snow in the forecast on Saturday. And you thought I was stupid. Like I came up with this on my own.
Because at the time there was no chance of snow in the forecast. So I'm like, you're kind of dumb for thinking that. No offense.
And now?
Now there's a chance of snow on Saturday night with a little bit of a rain mixture in there. So it's probably going to be a little slushy out. A little around
potentially
25.
Slicky roads.
I'm not
Do you have your ice ready? Do you have your boots ready?
I hope
you don't.
I hope you slip and fall.
Yeah.
No, I really don't want you. I'm going to stay up late Saturday night, and I'm going to see whether or not you win this bet, because I'm still holding my grounds that I don't think it's going to snow this weekend. You're going to hold yours and say it is. I don't know why I'm telling you this, because it's going to get to your head. When I went to the nail salon today, that was the talk of the salon. Oh, did you know it's going to snow this weekend?
Like I'm saying, I just was a trendsetter. Try to keep up a little more.
If you see snow Saturday night,
think of me.
Think of Taylor. And if you don't, that means I won.
Yeah, whatever.
Monday is our first stop for this year's Stuff the Wagon, presented by Ziogiano's Italian Restaurant.
Which means you're going to find us at a Ziogiano's for the next 5 Mondays. Next week, we're going to be in Marion, 3 to 7 p.m., broadcasting live from the trunk of the Z102.9 station wagon.
Couple things that are different this year. Number one, we're bumping it up 2 weeks earlier. So that's kind of why it sounds like it's coming to you sooner. Mm-hmm. It's because we get the holiday season as crazy. Mm-hmm. You're going to have so many parties to get to, your house to clean, things to buy. Let's just get it earlier on your schedule for you.
Yeah, check it off the list. The other thing is we're so excited to be gathering donations for our friends at Cedar Valley Humane Society. Once again, for the furry friends, pet items, they need cleaning supplies, they need office supplies. But we want to make sure the entire family is taken care of this holiday season. So we're opening it up to donations for the people who love the pets, too. Mm-hmm. So different non-perishable food items for Hey Cap's food reservoir.
We're doing this because of everything that's going on with the SNAP benefits. We just want to make sure everybody's bellies are as full as they can be this holiday season. So you'll find us out at different Ziojanos this holiday season for the next 5 weeks from 3 to 7 p.m. on Mondays, broadcasting live in the trunk. What's cool on our website at KZIA.com or on the free Z102.9 app, we've got so many things for you to see on there.
All the resources, all of the dates coming up, all of the wish list items for both organizations, and a map of where you can shop nearby.
I need to snoop through my boyfriend neighbor man's wallet because I think he's been lying to me about his age. I think he's 60.
Well, I would be a little confused why you never realized that until now.
Well, I think this because last night I told him I was craving pretzels. I'm like, you got to take me somewhere. I'm in the mood for pretzels.
Okay.
Well, he just happened to need to go to the gas station. So he walked in, got me some pretzels. But he walked out not with just your regular pretzels and not the Dots kind that are flavored really good like Parmesan.
Oh, yeah.
Those are so fantastic. No, he did get Dots. However, he walked out with honey mustard. I was like, out of all the flavors of pretzels you could have picked, honey mustard was the option.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm dating a 60-year-old.
No offense. Yeah, no shade to the honey mustard lovers.
They're not bad, but there's cinnamon sugar. There's Parmesan. There's cheddar. There's better options.
Did he go home and like watch QVC after?
Here we go. And now it's time for some football trivia with sports expert Spencer.
Enzo.
On Z102.9.
I'm going to guess we're home.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. You're right.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm really good. I knew we were going against Oregon, and that was a guess, guessing that we were home.
Congratulations. That was worth 0 points.
0 points. It's not on the trivia.
Why can't you ask those questions? Like, who are we going against, and is the game home? Because I would actually get some points around here.
Well, both of you have done really, really well the last couple weeks since I turned this
it's
into...
It's been all Taylor.
No, you had a good week.
You
it's
won the Wisconsin trivia. I still owe you, like, a cheese head or something. So, like, I need to get on that.
Yeah.
Iowa and Oregon this week. When was the last time the Hawkeyes played the Ducks in football? Was it 1974?
What?
1984, 1994, or 2004?
It's been that long?
It's been a while.
The flood of 08. Okay, nope, that doesn't happen.
What does that have to do with anything?
What does the flood of 2008 have to do with football?
I don't know. I thought maybe it would help me, but it was 04.
Destruction.
Not the flood of 04. I'm going to go 04.
I'll say 94.
94 is correct.
What? Yes. The flood didn't help me.
94. No. What city is the University of Oregon located in? Is it Portland, Eugene, Corvallis, or Salem? Yes,
Salem. I don't know. Which is?
Eugene.
Woo! Is right. The co-founder of what famous clothing company got his degree from the University of Oregon? Adidas, Reebok, Under Armour, or Nike?
Go ahead.
Dead silence.
She knows. How do you know?
Because I do.
Let me think about the flood of 08 again.
my God.
Nike? I don't know.
It is Nike.
It's Nike, yeah.
Is that why they always pair up with colleges?
Oregon, like, notoriously always has the coolest, newest.
I didn't know that. They have, like,
might
be wrong number, 9,000 different jersey combinations.
That's insane. The stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Because Phil Knight just like tosses the money and says, you guys want new jerseys? Here you go.
Mm-hmm.
Last question, since we love mascots here, we got to finish with a mascot question. What is the name of the Oregon Duck mascot?
She knows.
No, I don't.
Is it really? Is it just the duck? is it Puddles?
Duck, sorry.
Is it Donald or is it Dave?
Oh my God.
The Duck, Puddles, Donald, or Dave?
God, Donald would be great, but I want it to be Puddles.
I think it's Puddles.
The answer is the Duck.
It is?
They just call it the Duck. But back in like the 1900s, there was actually, the mascot was actually called Puddles. But
so
they
we were right.
Switched to, well, kind of, but not really, because the official name is the duck.
That's the stupidest thing I ever heard.
It's just the duck. Did you know, by the way, a little trivia, the University of Oregon actually got permission from Disney to use Donald Duck's likeness for their mascot.
Then why is he not called Donald?
I don't know.
Or Donnie.
Donnie Duck.
Donnie on the weekends.
When he's had a couple to drink.
Yeah.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with those girls in the afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
There seems to be a trend in college football for the fans right now. I'm kind of curious to see if it's going to hit Kinnick Stadium this weekend. It started at North Texas. They were playing the Navy, and, you know, student sections can get crazy with the chants, and some people show up, like, body painted and stuff. But one kid started by taking his shirt off and whipping it around kind of like a lasso, to the point that there was an entire section of bros with their shirt off whipping it around.
Is it the frat ones?
You know, I think it was everybody.
Okay.
But probably some frat guys. And the clip of that went totally viral. Everybody was posting it. An entire section of dudes lassoing their shirts around at a football game. Now, that was 2 weeks ago, I think. I did see Iowa State did it last weekend.
Really?
Yes. It looked like they all congregated into like an open section of the stadium. And they were doing the same thing. A bunch of dudes, shirts off, whipping them around. I don't know if it's going to hit Kinnick Stadium.
Can I participate?
You know what?
I can wear a sports bra.
So long as you're appropriately adjusting as needed.
Someone let me in.
It might be a little chilly this weekend for that, though.
It's those girls in the afternoon and Trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
You remember that amazing feeling where your parents would hand you the Black Friday newspaper and have tons of different catalogs from stores everywhere, right?
Toys R Us.
Oh my God!
When you got to middle school, Victoria's Secret, you'd go through the pink catalog.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, my favorite feeling.
And your mom and dad, one of them would give you that newspaper and they'd give you a Sharpie or a pen and they'd be like, circle what you want. Can't promise you'll get everything, but circle what you like.
Yeah, mark what you like.
God, it was amazing just having that pen just go to town in circles on something I really wanted.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're bringing it back.
I'm ready for that. I miss that feeling.
I've got the adult version, which is Amazon sent me a catalog. It was thick, too, of things that they have going on this holiday season. I'm like, do I start circling? I don't know what to do.
Dude, what are you doing?
What?
Yes, you start circling and highlighting and arrowing.
Can I tell you, it was color-coded. So, like, if you wanted things that are green, there was this section, pink, whatever. I will tell you something that has my eyeballs on it. There's a Mariah Carey inflatable for Christmas.
Dear God. Why? I have completely lost the plot in my life, and I think tomorrow's the day that I'm going full Mariah Carey Christmas.
What's concerning me is you're going to beat me. I'm doing it Sunday, but if you're doing it tomorrow, you're beating me by a day.
I'm scared.
How is that
of
happening?
Me. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm scared right now. I don't know what's going on. It's the holiday spirit. It's in me. I want to feel holly and I want to feel jolly. I want to get up tomorrow and I want to drag my boyfriend through probably what his personal worst day ever. I want to get holiday coffees. I want to go find me a Christmas wreath for my front door. And then I want to turn on Elf and I want to pull out all my decorations and I want to put them up.
Are you okay?
I don't know.
I think we've been spending way too much time together.
Is this the sign we need to break up?
We know pretty soon you're going to be saying, new year, new me.
As you should, queen.
You're going to start coming up with your new year's resolutions. This is what I want to do. This is how I want to better myself. And if working up a sweat is going to be on your new year's resolution this year, let's talk about Those Girls Sweat Squad.
Yeah, it's our private Facebook group where You can join and document your fitness journey, whatever that looks like. Or if you're somebody that just likes to see what everybody else is up to and get motivated that way, people are posting every day, cheering each other on. So we would love for you to become a bestie with us.
Yeah, it's called Those Girls Sweat Squad on Facebook. You do got a request to join, but we'll get you in the next couple of minutes. And it's for anyone who's on any type of fitness journey.
Let's get quizzical. To use your brain cells.
The few that showed up today.
Here's your host, still employed for some reason, Destiny.
Today is National Men Make Dinner Day.
Come on now.
What would he make? Curly? Whatever his name is.
You know what? I really should give him credit where credit is due. He did make burritos last night.
Wow. Okay.
Wednesday, Thursday, I get home extra late because I go to dance class, and he normally takes the lead. Otherwise, it is the Taylor show at my house.
Mm-hmm. Surprised you didn't just say he knows how to make cereal. Like, that's where I thought you were going with it.
He's good with the meats.
Okay.
You know? You can grill.
Say no more. Tonight's trivia for National Men Make Dinner Day. Question is, 63% of Americans surveyed say they watch TV while eating dinner. And 16% of people said they do this. What is it?
What are you doing during dinner?
Mm-hmm.
You can text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
63% of Americans, that's a lot, surveyed said they would watch TV while eating dinner.
Me. Always.
On the couch?
Yes.
Okay. And 16% of people who aren't like Taylor say they do this. What is it?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
Z102.9.
We see what you're texting for Let's Get Quizzical. Here's some guesses for tonight's question with Those Girls in the Afternoon.
Today is National Men Make Dinner Day. So tonight's trivia question, kind of inspired by that. 63% of Americans surveyed say they watch TV while eating dinner. 16% say they do this. What is it?
You can still text in your guest to 319-200-1029, but so far, Tammy said watch TikTok.
That's me. Tammy, that's me.
Yeah, I do that sometimes.
That's all I do. I don't. I'm sitting at the dining room table, phones out, tickety-tockety. That's just because neighbor man's not home. Otherwise, I'd talk his ears off.
Mm-hmm.
I loved it. You remember back in the day, you'd always have a TV in the kitchen?
Oh, yeah.
Let's get back to it.
Oh, yeah. That's why I sit on the couch. Like the classy lady that I am.
2810 said play a board game.
That's cool.
I'm just too picky about my board game. I'd be like, get your sticky fingers.
Yeah.
Like grease. Get it off of my cards or whatever.
I want to focus. Like if I'm playing Uno or something, I got to see my cards at all times.
Yeah. We can't be flipping the Monopoly table over into some mashed potatoes.
No. Eating a slice of pizza and trying to roll the dice in Yahtzee. It's never going to happen. But good for you if that's you. 0051 said read a book. Now, if that's not the most intelligent thing I've ever heard. Reading a book while you're eating dinner?
It's an encyclopedia, too, Taylor.
Oh, God, what's it like to be a genius? I'll never know.
63% of Americans say they watch TV while eating dinner, and 16% said they do this. What is it?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029, and the answer's coming up after Sabrina Carpenter Tears.
Taylor's like, I don't even know where the encyclopedia is anymore in the library.
Do they still have them?
That's actually a good question.
I don't know.
We know you've been waiting long enough for the answer. Unless you've been stuck at a red light, we can drag this out another 30 seconds. Just kidding. It's Let's Get Quizzical on Z102.9.
Tonight's trivia question, 63% of Americans.
Hello.
63% of Americans surveyed say they watch TV while eating dinner, and 16% of people said they do this. What is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is
they listen to music.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how I feel about that.
I don't listen to.
I guess unless you're having like, okay, let's see. Let's say, okay, like a family dinner at Thanksgiving or Christmas, and you're supposed to be catching up, mm-hmm. and you have like music in the background, so it's not awkward when somebody says mm-hmm. something, you know, slightly
political offensive.
I'll
get that too.
I get that, but just like sitting and rocking out, I don't know about that.
Rocking out to like.
You could. Maybe you should.
The vibes could change. I mean, because you could have milkshake. It could be really sad. And you don't know what's going to come on the playlist.
God, you know what? I probably did. I'm just picturing myself in college, like heartbroken over some loser, probably violently hungover, eating like
mac and cheese.
Easy Mac uh-huh. by myself.
And then Arms of an Angel came
probably.
On.
Probably.
If it wasn't Arms of an Angel, it was Lips of an Angel.
Well, no, that's you, not me.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.